It is how you tackle adversity that tells you the strength of your character. Welcome back to Glory Talk with Kiki. How y'all been? This week's been long for me, honestly. I ain't gonna lie to y'all. It's very long, just working and doing a bunch of stuff. Trying to live and not just live to exist. You know what I mean? So I hope y'all been doing great. If you haven't been doing great, it's okay. There's always sunshine after the rain, after the storm. Just be that ego and keep flying. Do what you gotta do, because at the end of the day, you're gonna be straight. This podcast, I'm gonna introduce my friend, Shamar. You go ahead and introduce yourself.
So, what's up, y'all? It's Jada Shamar in the building. Do you want me to give, like, my social media and stuff?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so my Instagram is jaden.shamar, that's jaden.shamar. Snapchat, Jaden Shamar, you know, yeah, that's mainly what I be on. But, yeah, so before we even really get into it for real, I want to thank Kiki for allowing me to even be on her platform in the first place, because it truly is a blessing and an honor to even, you know, have this opportunity, and it's just special to me. So, thank you, Kiki.
You're welcome. All right, let's get straight into it. I honestly have been waiting a long time to do this. I've been thinking about this topic since, like, before I even started, like, my first episode of my podcast. So, now that I'm able to do it and I have someone to, you know, go through the topic with me, so this is gonna be nice. Okay, so this topic I chose for this week is, how do I know if I'm saved? So we're just gonna get straight into it, because I feel like being a Christian, a lot of people and a lot of non-believers don't understand, like, how important it is to know this, because this, I feel like this is just a foundation. Mm-hmm. The foundation of your step of walking with Christ, because without this, you don't know nothing.
That's true.
So I feel like it's really important that I talk about this, because I know there's a lot of my friends, they don't understand thoroughly about, okay, yeah, she's a Christian, but, like, I don't know. I don't understand, like, what it is. Like, how does she get there? You know what I mean? So yeah. I feel like we're going to talk straight into that. Number one, we're going to talk about salvation. I'm going to give out the definition of salvation, because salvation is just a state of being saved or protected from harm and situation. And I feel like a lot of people don't understand is that they think that they have to be perfect in order to come to Christ.
That's true.
And honestly, you don't. That's just a devil. That's a lie from the devil that, yeah, you know, you got to be perfect. You got to wait and wait and wait and wait and wait for you to get there. And honestly, it's not like that. He literally just tells you to come as you are.
Exactly. And just because you do give your life to Christ, that doesn't mean you're going to be perfect either. Like, you literally give your life to Christ because you know you're going to make mistakes, because you understand the fact that you're not perfect. And you need that salvation. You need his grace in order for you to be able to, you know, keep going in life. Because without him, we'll just be out here living in sin and just doing the same things over and over again. Just getting worse and worse and worse. Mm-hmm. But through Christ, you're able to be forgave and forgiven for those bad things, thoughts, or actions that you might have done.
Right. I want to talk about Adam and Eve. Because I feel like a lot of people don't even understand, because that's where it begins. Mm-hmm. When Adam and Eve lost the kingdom access to God himself, because, you know, they're in the garden of, you know, the beautiful garden, had everything they need, but they, you know, they ate from the tree, which made us lost access to God himself. Mm-hmm. And boom, you know, we sinned against him. You know, kind of want to be Eva, but, you know, we can't do that. we can't do that. But a lot of people don't even understand that once we had lost that kingdom access, we automatically got kicked out of the garden. Adam and Eve got kicked out of the garden. They had to fend for themselves. So sin started right then and there. And I feel like what a lot of people, also another thing that a lot of people don't even understand is that it's so important that knowing that if you want to be saved or you're even thinking about it, that you can't think that you're going to live the same life that you lived before.
That is so true.
Because you can't have one foot in and another foot out.
Exactly.
Because you're not going to get the full blessing that God has for you. And it's truly, for me, it's truly so important, because I remember there were times in my life when I was like, yeah, I know who God is. I know that he died on the cross for me. But I'm still going to go live my life. I'm going to go live my hot girl summer. You know what I mean? I'm still going to go do what I want to do. But now me, you know, living and growing as Christ being in the center of my life, I've actually realized that it's truly important that I don't have one foot in and one foot out, because I don't give the devil a foothold in my life. Because even if he has a peek in the door, he going to go through.
Yes.
Regardless.
Yes.
So I want to give out some Bible verses. There's so many Bible verses that you honestly, that talks about how do you know if you're going to be saved. I want to talk about Romans 10 verse 9, because that, I feel like that's just one of the important ones. I'm reading English Standard Version. That's what I prefer. We're going to go ahead and read it. In verse 9, it says, because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, you will be saved. It's simple. For me, it's simple as that. I remember times I was like, yeah, I know. Yeah, he died on the cross for me. But I didn't really understand it. But now thinking about it and, you know, going through it thoroughly, doing research and all that stuff, I really realized that, yeah, he died on the cross for me, a man that didn't even know me. I didn't know him. Mm-hmm. There was times where I was low-key afraid.
What you was afraid
of? I was low-key afraid of trusting him. I was just like, I don't know this man.
Yo.
I did not know this man. I did not. I was just like, why would I, you know, believe in something that I don't see,
yeah,
don't hear? He, I feel like sometimes he wasn't guiding me, but mm-hmm. It was like through faith.
Exactly.
Through faith, everything just came for me. Everything came into place after I did that. So I feel like it's truly important that you also realize and you also understand that through faith, you have been saved. Even if you don't want to, because like I said, God ain't going to force you to do nothing that you don't want to do.
Exactly.
He's never going to force you to do nothing you don't want to do. It is all up to you. God got enough people worshiping him.
Exactly.
Around the clock.
Exactly.
A lot of people, other people want to be saved, but it is up to you. You're the CEO of your life. You know what you want to do, but it is truly important. Oh, yeah, if you want to know if you're saved or not, you got to go through these steps. You got to realize, okay, I'm a man, that I'm a sinner. You know that you're a sinner and that we're born sinners, because Adam and Eve, we kind of didn't have no choice. We didn't have no choice of anything, because, you know, they're way before us. But just admitting that you're a sinner, that's just one of the first steps. I'm going to go through the steps, because I feel like it's just so important that you just meant that you're a sinner, because at the end of the day, we ain't have no choice. Number exactly. one, you admit that you're a sinner. Number two, you repent. And I feel like repentance, it has to be constant, because
yes.
Sin don't miss nobody. Mm-hmm. It really, honestly doesn't miss anybody. Just because you repent when you first give your life to Christ, you're going to have to keep doing it, because we're not perfect. You're always going to mess up. But it's important that you repent and you keep moving. But the first step, you repent from every sin that you have committed or you feel like you have done before you give your life to Christ. Because it's just 100%, it's important. And I want to give y'all a verse right there. I'm going to do Acts 2 verse 38. It says, for the promise is for you and for your children and for all who are far off, everyone whom the Lord our God calls himself. Save yourselves from the crooked generation. So those who received his word were baptized, and those who were added that day were 3,000 souls. This is just talking about Paul was just talking about everyone that, you know, was getting baptized, that they were giving their life to Christ, no matter their situation, no matter what they were going through, it was, they just gave their life to Christ. You don't have to be perfect. You just repenting. And sometimes you could bring your friends along. I feel like in my walk with Christ, I've had a lot of friends that, you know, ask me a lot of questions mm-hmm. about, you know, like, okay, you serve this high mighty God, this Alpha and Omega, beginning to the end. Like, I've served this God. What is he about? You're living a peaceful life. You're living a life of love, the fruits of spirit in your heart and your mind. Like, I want to be like that. Mm-hmm. And some people, like, trying to figure out, what is that? And it's really repentance. Repentance is the second thing. You have to repent from everything. Number three, you got to believe. Faith. I don't think believing is a big word. Faith is a word.
Yes.
Having faith that Jesus died on the cross for our sins. Not for anything else. Everything that he had done, them 30 years that he was alive on this earth, it was for us. It wasn't for nobody else. You probably, like I said, you ain't know him, but he still did it. Because at the end of the day, the work has to be done. The work has to be done 100%. I want to give you another verse. It's Acts 15, verse 7. And it says that after there had been much debate, Peter stood up and said to them, "Brothers, you know that in the early days God made choice among you, that by mouth the Gentiles should hear the word of the gospel and believe." At the time, Paul was talking to a group of people. Honestly, it was the Gentiles. Y'all know it was the Gentiles. That's mostly who Paul put himself around. But he was really trying to educate them much as possible before, you know, his ministry was up. Because, you know, some people wanted to kill that man. But he wanted us to understand the greatest gift that God gives you is choice. Mm-hmm. This step by step I'm giving you right now, you don't got to do it. You 100% do not have to.
At all.
But if you feel like, you know what, I feel like for this, I stepped out of my comfort zone. Because being so comfortable with living in the world, mm-hmm. it's hard mm-hmm. to want to not do that anymore.
Exactly.
Because I'm not going to lie to you, it was fun.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be fun.
It was fun. It was really, 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 really fun. But then you had to realize that once you're living in the world and doing everything that you want to do, you don't keep getting the same result.
Exactly.
You don't keep getting the same result no matter what you do. It's always going to be the same thing. But once you realize that God is the impossible, that he could fix whatever situation you're going through, however your heart posture is, he'll fix it in whatever way he thinks best, because God is too wise to make mistakes.
That is so true.
God is too wise to feel like what he's doing is not good enough for you. But it is. And it's so important that y'all realize you have choice. You have a choice to put God in the center of your life. You have a choice to do everything that you want to do. But it is up to you to do it. And he also says that by mouth, that mm-hmm. you know that Jesus Christ died on the cross for all of us. Not just me, not just Shamar, not just him.
Exactly.
But for all of us, the whole world, each and every person. Even the people that didn't feel like, don't, you know, people that call God Sky Daddy, but we ain't gonna talk about that. That feel like, you know, yeah, I don't believe in him. It's for each and every one of us. Mm-hmm. God loved the world. He gave his only begotten son, John 3:16. I feel like everybody knows that verse. You know, he died on a cross. He did everything that he had to do. And I feel like the last one is receive.
Yes, that's the main one.
Receive him and put him in the center of your life. That I feel like that's the only thing, that the last thing. Let him transform you into the person that he wants you to be.
And don't fight it either. Don't try to go back to who you used to be, or don't try to do things that, you know, feels comfortable. Because like Kiki said, you're going to have to step out of your comfort zone in order to worship Christ.
Yeah, most definitely. And I feel like another thing that people don't even understand, that this is a process. This is 100% process, because I feel like even at my church, like, they'd be like, oh, you know, does anybody want to, you know, have Christ like in the center of their life? And no one wants to stand up. Mm-hmm. It's going to take you a lot. For me, it took a lot. Probably Shamar, it took a lot. Just to want to trust somebody with your life. No, now, I mean, he made us. He knows us from head to toe, everything. But just trusting someone like that, just to have your back, no matter the situation, I feel like, honestly, it's a lot. But at the end of the day, it's what's best for you. You know what I mean?
For sure.
Yeah.
And the main thing I like, this is how I think of free will, right? How he gives us the free will to make the decision to put him in the forefront of our life. Like, this is how I see it. So, say even with you, Kiki, right? I don't want you to feel forced to mess with me. I don't want you to feel forced to have some level of respect for me. Mm-hmm. If you don't have that, don't have it just because that's what I want. But do it because that's what you want to do. Do it because that's how you genuinely feel. Like, don't try to make your emotions forced. Like, don't force any type of commitment onto anything. You have to be sure everything that you do it at 100%. Because if you don't do it at 100%, you're selling yourself short. You already set yourself up for failure. Because at that point, if your heart ain't in it, you're never going to get the results that you really want. So if you really want to follow Christ for real and you want to follow God, be sure that you're really doing that for real. Like, don't just do it because, oh, if I do this, then people will think I'm a good person. Or if I do this, then maybe more people will like me. Because at the end of the day, if you want to be real, once you really start living for Christ for real, you will realize that most of the people around you don't even really mess with you for real.
Yeah.
Because all people want to do is just go out and do these things that seems fun. But once you get saved by the grace of God for real and you really accept him into your life, you'll realize that these things aren't even really fun. Mm-hmm. Like, you will literally go back to doing these things and you'll realize, like, this hurts. Like, you literally feel your soul crying and it's just not worth it. And that's why God has these different, you know, like, rules and stuff set in place. It's not to control us or force us to be a person that we're not, but it's to help you become the person that he has meant for every single last one of us to be. And it also frees us from, like, bondage, because, like, if you're living for the world, you're in slavery. You're enslaved. He frees you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So the whole point is he's not going to force you to be free. You have that choice. You have to make that commitment within yourself. Do you want to be free? Do you want to be free from the what you think is fun, but it's really hurting you and it's hurting the people around you? Mm-hmm. Do you want to be free for that, or do you want to continue having this fun and continue basically just destroying yourself? You're just going to keep destroying yourself until the day that you go physically. It's never too late as long as you're still here breathing.
Yeah.
You can be out here doing the worst. If you give your life to Christ, repent of your sins, and really, really mean it for real, you are saved. Like, it's not too late. It's never too late. That's all I'm trying to say. So don't ever feel like, okay, I just did this and I'm a liar or I'm a thief or I'm doing all this, so it's no point in me giving my life to God, so I'm just keep doing what I'm doing because Christ will never accept me. No. Just like Kiki said, he tells us to come as we are. He does not tell you to go and go take a shower and go put on a white robe and go put on a crown and go put on the newest pair of Jordans. Like, no. He tells you, come to him as you are. And he will make you new again.
Right, right, right.
So I feel that's very important that we really, really realize that. Like, God didn't even come here to save the ones that's willing to be saved.
Right, right, right.
He came here to save the ones that are cursing his name. That the ones that are saying they hate him, they want him dead. Because mm-hmm. he also teaches us to love our enemies. He doesn't tell us to love the ones that love us.
Right.
He tells us love our enemies.
Right.
So we have to be able to do that as well. So, yo, man, basically, just understand, whatever you think is the worst thing you've ever, ever done in your whole entire life, understand that that is why Christ died on the cross. So instead of beating yourself up and making yourself feel worse about whatever you've done, please just give it to God. Repent of your sins and allow him to, you know, allow you to be made new again. Because living in your past is never a good thing.
Never, terrible
to do, because at that point it's like you're breaking yourself apart from things you've already learned from.
Mm-hmm.
You're forcing yourself to feel bad about something that you've already felt bad about. Now you're waking up every single day, you mad, you angry, you hurting, you sad, you crying. However you're feeling, and you can't hide these emotions. Everyone around you is going to see these emotions, whether or not you think so.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to have people think that you have a problem with them. In reality, it's really all internal. You have to fix your internal self before you can receive anyone or anything externally in the first place. So, again, please just allow for God to just make you new. Return back to him in whatever form that you're in right now. You can not had a haircut in 3 years. You can be done, cussed out you, whatever. Whatever you've done, please just understand it is never too late. And at the end of the day, regardless of what you have done, God loves you, and I sure enough love you. Because at the end of the day, you are not your actions or the mistakes that you make, mm-hmm. but you are the person that God has for you to be. So,
I feel like another thing that I feel like, not even just because with sin, but I feel like the Bible also tells us to make sure when you say yes, you bless your yes.
Mm.
And when you say no, you bless your no.
Okay.
When you take the step, or if you even try to consider it, if you know you want to go all in with no regrets.
Exactly.
And if you don't want to, that's fine. But make sure when you do it, you bless your yes, and that's it. You bless your no, and that's it.
So can you elaborate on that? What do you mean by bless your yes and bless your no?
So, like, say for sin, right?
Mm-hmm.
With sin, you be like, yeah, I'm not gonna do fornication anymore.
Okay.
But then, when some people come question you about it, you like, no, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. But then back in your head, you're like, you know, I low key wanna.
Okay.
You know, I low key wanna do it. But I'm just waiting for the right person.
Yeah.
All stuff. But then someone else comes around, another person asks you, be like, yeah, no. You know, I'm working towards not doing that.
Yeah.
When you say no, it's a no.
Okay.
And when you say yes, it's a yes.
Okay.
But it's really based on your actions and how you know, push it out.
Mm-hmm.
And how your body language is, or whatever, however your environment is, you just got to make sure it's with it.
Yes.
Even though most things are going to be contrary regardless.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very important that when you do that, you're straightforward. Sometimes you might trip a little bit. I ain't going to lie. I have those moments too.
Exactly.
I have those moments when I don't want to read my Bible, or I don't want to pray, mm-hmm. all those extra stuff. But you have to keep it in the back of your head that the main goal is to be with Jesus.
Exactly.
The main goal is to be with Jesus, not just to be in heaven, because mm-hmm. we're not going to be there for that long. But just to be with him, that is the ultimate goal, because he is Alpha and Omega, beginning to the end. He is the impossible. He brings you peace. He is love. He is everything that no one on this planet could give you.
Exactly.
So I feel like it's truly important that you, everything that we said, that you know these things. Because at the end of the day, without God, you are nothing. If you do not abide in him and he doesn't abide in you, you are nothing.
Exactly. And with that being said, also one thing that helps me, you have to understand that he is literally within you. Like, everything that you're doing,
mm-hmm.
you got God right there doing it with you. He's seeing everything you're doing, literally every single thing. So it's like, before you make a decision, you want to ask yourself, okay, if I know God is right here with me, is this an environment that God would want to be in? Like, do I want him to be seeing me doing this right now?
Right.
Or, no, like, this isn't something that God would want me to do. This is an environment that I want him to see me in. So I'm going to stray away from being in this environment.
Have you got anything else? No. All right. We're going to bow our heads and close our eyes. I'm going to close it out. One last thing I just want everybody to remember I'm just going to sum everything up. This is your life. Your choice. You're the CEO of your life. If you want to be happy, you got to let the past be the past.
Yes.
You got to stop trying to push things that are not meant to be pushed. But having Jesus Christ himself in your life is the most important thing that you have to do, no matter what it is. Mm-hmm. You just got to remember everything that we said, because it is very important that you know these things. Because without him, you are nothing. But bow your heads and close your eyes. I'm going to go ahead and pray this out. My Father who's in heaven, I want to thank you for this day, Father Lord. I want to thank you for allowing us to be here, each and every one of us to be here, Father Lord, because there's so many people out here that didn't even get to make it throughout the day, Father Lord, but you have allowed us to make it out the day, Father Lord. I pray that we understand that we are sinners and we are born sinners, and it is our nature to sin, Father Lord. But we know that you had died on the cross for our sins, and all of our sins have been wiped away, Father Lord, and we are truly grateful. We are truly grateful for you, because you are Alpha and Omega. You are beginning to the end. We pray that we run away from sin. We flee from sin, Father Lord, because sin will not miss us, Father Lord. But we know that the end goal is for us to be with you, Father Lord. And we continue to pray that we are with you. I pray that you keep our eyes straight no matter the situation. I pray that we are content no matter the situation, Father Lord. I thank you for everything that you continue to do and everything that you will do, Father Lord. And in the name of Jesus, we all say amen. Amen.
Thanks for tuning in to Glory Talk with Kiki. Just to let y'all know, if y'all have any questions or topics, y'all could go ahead and go to my Instagram. It is _GTWK. I am now signing out. Deuces!